Mr. Miley Frazier. Where did you live, Mr. Frazier? In the mountains.
Well, I think it was in Rockingham County. And it was near Mission Home.
Near Mission Home.
Mm-hmm. That was a post office. That was the post office. And that's where there was always a preacher there. And they had schools there. And they were they call them mission people.
All right, now, Mr. Frazier, where exactly would you say in the mountains this was? Was it where they now call Patterson Ridge?
I don't know what to call Patterson Ridge.
Was it near Ivy Branch?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was just... It would have been not very much, but a little south of Ivy Branch.
A little south of Ivy Branch.
Yeah. And this here, now the Skyline Drive goes right through that place now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty close to the house we lived in, to where we did live.
Okay.
Well, there's no house there.
What did the house look like?
Well, it was a house that was built, if they build them now, they call them cabins, it was built out of logs.
A log house, mm-hmm. Right. How many rooms?
I think we had about four rooms.
Four rooms. Okay. How many were in your family?
Six
children. Mm-hmm. All right. Were you the oldest or the...
No. I was the youngest boy.
The youngest boy.
He was just to go ahead and tell it all, there was four of us, but one of my brothers died when he was about 17, but my older brother, now he went through World War I, but now he's dead too.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had the third brother, and he died when he was in 77.
The one who died when he was 17, what was the matter with him?
Typhoid fever.
Typhoid fever, that was quite a bad disease, wasn't it, in those days?
It was at them times.
Yeah, and did any of the rest of your family get it?
No.
That's unusual. How many acres did you have?
Well, you mean the Pattersons?
Well,
I didn't have any.
You didn't have any. The Pattersons brought their cattle up. Do you know how they brought, which way direction?
They come from over there where Alan Lee is at.
In Bridgewater.
Into Grotto.
Into Grotto.
Up from Grotto up to Brown's Gap, as they called it.
Mm-hmm.
Now there was a road, he used to call it Brown's Gap, and the road, called Brown's Gap.
Mm-hmm.
And till you get up to where the park road is now, the Skyline Drive. Of course, you didn't use the drive then.
No.
But you went out then, according to the way the drive goes now, but it was just a road then.
Yes.
You could drive over the horses and the wagon.
Right. How many cattle did he have? Do you know, roughly?
Yeah, just about. Of course, we've seen to these cattle.
Yeah.
200.
200 cattle.
And about 14 colts. You might say horses.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest horses. Virginia pastured about 14 of them a year.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And there was 1,400 acres of land.
1,400. He was wrong then. He said 2,400. He said 2400. Mm-hmm. So it was 1400.
Well, now, later on, Alan's dad, but that boy on the place really gone, bought another farm over there.
Oh.
That's where he broke that in from.
I get it. This was all bluegrass?
No, a lot of it was just mountain land and some of it in timber and brush. It wasn't all pasture ground.
Mm-hmm. Was it all fenced in?
No.
Then how did you keep track of the cattle?
Well, it was all fenced in where they grazed the ground.
Oh, I see.
But not all the land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right, now you were allowed to farm there, weren't you?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so what did you farm?
See, what did I farm?
Yeah.
You mean, what did we raise?
Mm-hmm.
Well, corn, potatoes, cabbage, tomatoes, things like that.
Wheat?
No, raised some rye. We didn't raise wheat there. Mm-hmm. Raised rye. We didn't do too good back there, then.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, that wheat did not grow well in the mountains. So
but
you
the
have
ground
to
would freeze and spew up so bad. You know, it kind of hard out underneath.
Yeah.
But and wheat didn't do too good.
Yeah.
Now some, there was some wheat raised back in there, but we didn't.
Yeah.
There was some.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It didn't do as good as wood out in this part of the country.
So you had to buy your flour.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you get money to do things, to buy things like flour?
Well, there wasn't much work to get out and make some. Well, we raised a lot of potatoes and cabbage and things. We sold a lot of that.
I get it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And during the days, back in there, of course, that's the old age now, past and gone, is big chestnut trees, all great big ones. And they'd be just loaded with chestnuts mine there every year.
Sure.
And we would, of course, not after I got grown, but after he was coming on, maybe up to 14 or 15, we'd get enough chestnuts in the fall of the year to buy our winter clothes.
Yes. Right.
And sell the chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them out to Grotto. And sell them to the merchants over there.
When the chestnuts were gone, what did you do to compensate? You had to get money then some other way for your winter clothes.
Well, we most always had got enough to walk the chestnuts to do us through the winter.
Yes, but when there were no more chestnuts, what did you do?
Well, the chestnuts come every year.
I know, but then they died.
They were gone after the season was out there. Well, we always arranged to have something of them to do is to carry us through the winter.
Yeah.
Which is 4 or 5 hogs. And we raised our own potatoes, and we had cabbage, and turnips, and all of that, all kind of vegetables that you needed, and we raised our living, all but just the sugar and the coffee. That's all we bought at the store. We taking out our clothes. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to buy clothes every month, nothing like that.
Yeah. Did you have apple orchards? And
yeah, we made apple butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, we made sometimes a couple of kettles of apple butter.
Sure. That was a fun time, wasn't
it? Oh, yes, and that was a good apple butter. Better than any you can buy at the store.
Right, right.
Yeah,
and all the neighbors got
made
together?
Apple butter, and there'd be a bunch come in here. They made a difference in what you do now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe boil apple butter till later at 12 o'clock at night.
Sure. Because it was a party time.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah. Did they do any dancing?
Yeah, they would have dancing. Some of them would.
Uh-huh.
They'd have these apple butter ballings and then have a dance.
Mm-hmm. So you had music while
yeah.
it was going on. And did anybody pass the jug around?
No, they didn't have that. Of course, That much would have caused trouble.
Oh, really? Then you missed fun.
So some of them might have got unruly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, some of them might have. Some of them might have did have some.
Sure. Right. Well, Mr. Patterson said they'd used to have just enough to keep things going.
Well, I probably some of them did.
Just enough to have fun.
Yeah, I've known them to have it.
Sure.
Some of them.
Yeah. Now, who were the others that were the tenant farmers on this property?
You mean, there weren't no others on the...
Was there a garrison?
I don't know. It was on the other farm that Herbert Patterson bought.
Yeah.
But not on the farm that we lived on. No, there was another Frazier, George Frazier.
Oh, George Frazier.
Now, he was on part of this land, but that was fenced off different from the land that yet belonged to them. But it was the bus stop that we seen to didn't go over on that. There was a fence between this land. And that was George Frazier.
I see. And your father's name was?
Tom Frazier.
Tom Frazier. Okay. Was there a garrison up there?
Yeah, Boise Garrison.
Boise Garrison.
His dad's name was Doc Garrison.
How far away were these homes?
I saw the name of Boise Garrison, he bought a mile from where we did, but only was on the other land.
Yeah, about a mile. Was that about how far the houses were apart?
Oh, some of us further than that. That was the closest that it was to us.
Yeah.
The next would have been about 2 miles.
Would they come to the apple butter boilings?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Nobody minded walking, or did they come by horseback?
Oh, they walked. They'd walk 4 or 5 miles to go to church at night with lanterns. Take the lantern, that's the only way they had to travel in. Next we go to horseback. But maybe 5 or 6 in a bunch would go together and have a lantern night.
Uh-huh.
Maybe walk to church.
Yeah. You had church then every Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody went?
That was to the missionary people. Coach, the denomination was Episcopals. But they was missionary workers. They was good to the way some people naturally live a little harder than others, more poor, and they was good to the poor.
Yeah. School. Where was the school? There at the mission?
Yeah, they had the, it won't run but the county's like it is now.
No.
They the one furnished the school.
Mm-hmm.
Two of these people.
Yeah. Did you all go to school?
Yeah. Had a long ways to go, about 4 miles. I had to walk back and forth. Sometimes through the winter got so rough you didn't go for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a good education on that account.
Right. How about in the spring and in the fall? Weren't you needed on the farm?
Well, corn garden. Late in the fall, school didn't start to tolerate. But there was others there to, in a way, I didn't go to school after I was 14 or 15.
How far would you say you went through school?
I went about through the fourth grade, about as far as I went.
Yeah.
Now, I had 2 sisters. They got a good education, but they stayed. It was mostly the school teachers was women school teachers. And they had a house built special for these teachers. They didn't stay there in the summer to stay in through the winter. And my 2 sisters, they wanted somebody to stay with them because they would have been alone.
Yeah.
And some of them maybe from way off. I just don't always know where. But some of them maybe were from way off, these school teachers. And my 2 sisters, not at the same time, stayed with school teachers through school.
Yeah.
And got their education.
Sure, that was great. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My two young sisters.
Mm-hmm. Fine. But you did learn.
Well, was right at school.
Sure. But you did learn like reading and writing and arithmetic,
yeah,
and all that. Yeah. Okay. Now, to take care of your vegetables throughout the winter, what would your family do?
Well, after cabbage, we buried cabbage.
Yeah.
And we buried our potatoes. And overhead, we raised a lot of cabbage and we'd make crout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And homemade crout is better than it's just crout you buy on the store.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. That's the way we do it.
Yeah. Did you ever eat any, like you ate the hams, you had the hams.
Oh, yes.
And did you sell any of them?
Sometimes they might sell some of the hams. We always eat our shoulders,
uh-huh,
and side meat.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they might sell some of the hams and buy side meat.
Oh. Beef. Did you eat beef?
Hardly ever.
Here you are taking care of all this cattle. And
yeah, but them cattle fall down.
Yeah.
And we lived a good ways from where. Now they drove these cattle from where Alan Patterson lives there, but it took them 2 days to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They drove to Grotto from where Alan Patterson lives. I don't know.
That's a long distance.
Yeah, you could go on from my crop and all the places, you know where they're at.
Sure.
And then they would stay in grottos, put up at a farm place where they could turn the cattle into the barnyard or something. And then they'd bring the cattle in the next day.
Mm-hmm.
They generally always got in around 1 o'clock, 1 or 2 o'clock next day, then,
mm-hmm,
from grottos to where the farm was.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably anyhow 14 or 15 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 20 from where the farm was to grottos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a long way to drive cattle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he use dogs to help him? No. No. He and his brother would do this?
Well, yeah, and probably maybe they would have hard hands to work for him, and maybe they'd just hire some boys or specials maybe to help him bring them in.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe I haven't told you more about that than I could tell you, but then
yeah.
I didn't tell you about well, Alan and his father, his dad,
yeah,
and son, maybe they'd have someone else to help him.
Mm-hmm. He said that he used to stay at your home and had a good time when he did.
Yeah, and do work up there, put a fence and things.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
You must have fed him real good because he enjoyed the food.
Well, we always had plenty.
Yeah.
We mostly raised our stuff. We didn't depend on the stores like we do now.
Yeah.
We canned a lot of fruit.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
We made our butter, yet we canned apples. Back in them days, they used to dry apples.
Sure. Right.
Dried apples is good.
Right.
You can bake dried apple pies.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't find no apples more.
No. Did you ever sell any of your dried apples?
They did. I didn't sell it to my mother. Mm-hmm.
How about huckleberries? Did you have many huckleberries?
Plenty of them. Hello. That's my daughter and all there.
Was that a money crop for you?
Yes, we sold huckleberries. We would can what we needed and then sell huckleberries to get to tell you about the chestnuts and buy clothes with huckleberries too.
Sure, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could sell all you picked.
Yeah.
You could sell them.
Yeah. Right. Now, you did hunting. Did you do any hunting?
Oh, yes. My brother and myself done a lot of coon hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see any bear?
No. There wasn't any much bear around at that time. I think there was one time got into our corn and eat some corn. We saw his tracks. But I never did see any bear back there. They were scarce then.
But there were bears.
Yeah.
There were some.
Uh-huh. And about hunting, we coon hunted and then we bee hunted. Cut bee trees up in the mountain to get to hunting.
Sure, yeah. Uh-huh. You ate the coon?
Yeah, we eat coon then.
Sure.
We eat coon.
And how about rabbits? Did you hunt rabbits?
Rabbits, squirrels.
Did you sell the rabbits?
Yeah, you could sell rabbits at that time.
Live or killed?
Killed.
Killed. Mm-hmm. How much would you get?
Oh, 25 or 30 cents.
Hey, you lived high on the hog. Most people got 15 cents. Oh, really, that much?
Well, it might... I'll believe it was running around about that, maybe. Some of them were, maybe.
But, of course, you ate some, too, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, and we catch these coons and sell the hides, the fur, you know.
Sure.
We get $10 or $12 then for a coon hide, but they're high on that now.
Sure.
They'll bring $25 and $30 now.
Yeah, right. Fishing. Did you have much fishing?
A lot of trout fishing. Mm-hmm. When trout law was in.
Where were the streams?
Called Big Run.
Big Run.
It did call Big Run.
Would you do this anytime you felt like it, or just wait for a rainy day?
Well, when the season's in, you can do it anytime you want. But a cloudy day was the best day.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, if the sun is shining, and your shot had got all the way into this water, they would try to see if he'd be gone.
Sure.
You would have to stay on the side of the creek where your shadow wouldn't go in the water.
Right.
If the sun was shining.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, a cloudy day was rated the best. You could walk on every side.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Do you feel that you worked hard while you were up there?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I did. Uh-huh. Worked hard too, especially through the summer, knowing what you could do in the winter.
Yeah.
And they get you the wood and stuff or something. Because winter's end was rough.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Snow.
You got extra supplies in the winter?
Oh, yes.
To get ready?
You have to. You think if you are not to get the snow so bad sometimes and blow and drift that you couldn't hardly get out sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, even with a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You owned your own horses?
Yes. Yeah.
And cows?
Mm-hmm.
Chickens?
Yeah.
So you had the eggs and chickens to sell too, didn't you? Yeah.
Well, I was telling you, we didn't have to buy anything to store it, but our sugar and coffee. And we most always bought the sugar and coffee with the eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, how far was the store?
Oh, that was 4 or 5 miles.
Yeah.
You could ride a horseback, but you could walk if you wanted.
Sure. Now, one money crop was making moonshine. Was much of it done up there?
Not when I was small, they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
It's been done since I've been grown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's been done since that.
Yeah. Did they use rye or apples?
I suppose some of them maybe used apples and rye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was depression times, and everybody needed money, and that was a good way to make it.
None of that went on before World War I.
No.
No.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. No, but I mean, you know, during the time, oh, say, oh, about yes, 10 years before the park took
it
over.
Come along, and it was on. And a good many of them that had done that. Maybe it kept them out in the way, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's getting trouble.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just caught.
Sure, right. I know, yeah. Were the people, would you say, friendly towards strangers?
Ma'am?
Were they friendly towards strangers?
The people was raised up there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Alan Patterson said they weren't. He said if they didn't know you, they didn't let you in.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe some of them that way.
Uh-huh, yeah. Maybe he was just making a good story, too, because he's a good storyteller.
I don't know.
Because he said sometimes he had to go chasing after the cattle to round them up to take them back down, and it was lucky he was known. Otherwise, they wouldn't have allowed him to go onto into their hollow.
Mm-hmm.
You think that might have been true?
Well, most of them back there where he would have had to win road to Patterson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we know that all of us was back there. If we know them, it pretty well worked out all right for them.
Yeah. Right. The grandfather's name was Herbert, or was that the father's name?
That is the father's name of Alan. Herbert. Now, his grandfather was named John.
John.
Now, Alan's got a brother, John, too.
Oh, yeah.
But the old man was John L. Patterson.
Okay. Okay, now, when he came up to spend some time with you, would you know he was coming?
No.
You just popped in?
They just come.
And you always had enough for them to eat?
Oh, yes. Some place for them to sleep.
Yeah.
Of course, they in the last year they built them a little cabin up there. Sometimes it'd be they'd come up there and work for 3 or 4 days building fence, and there might be 4 or 5 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most always 1 or 2 of them stayed over with us, but they always got the meals there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, were you married while you were still in the mountains?
Oh no.
No. No. How old were you when the park took over? When you had to move out?
Well, when I moved out, I didn't have to move out on that park. I moved out before that.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
My mother and daughter, well, they just wanted to get out and go back there. There's a long way back in there. One in, but my mother and my sister and the grandson, he was young, maybe 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. So we moved to Gartos then.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I was around 22 when I left back there.
All right, now you didn't have much education. What did you find to do?
Oh, I could do most anything anybody else do.
Such as? What?
Oh, like farming. I worked on the railroad, I worked on farms, and I worked at factory. I worked at factory Shenandoah Crompton in Waynesboro one time.
Wow, that was a distance away.
Well, just from here up to Waynesboro.
Uh-huh.
10 miles.
Yeah.
They produce cars then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you happy to move out of the mountains?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You were?
Of course, I like the mountains. I still like the mountains.
Sure.
But I wanted to get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Now, what would you do, what would all of your neighbors do of a Saturday night? Would you get together every now and then and have dances? Or what would you do?
Or some of them sometime maybe would.
Mm-hmm.
Not too often.
Did you sit up an evening and play music
Oh, yeah. I had a brother could play a violin, and my third brother was a good banjo player.
Mm-hmm. Well, that made an evening pleasant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Past time. Well, now we had ball games, my nerves, Saturday evenings. We'd have ball games, and different ones would all come in together and play ball.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I expect to be 30 or 40 people maybe around.
Yeah.
Even the ones that didn't play would come to watch us play ball.
Uh-huh.
And during the summer,
sure.
Pretty well. We'd have ball games minor every Saturday evening, sometimes on or Sunday.
Oh, great.
And most always on Easter Monday.
That would start, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's good. Where was the diamond? Was it near the mission or?
Yeah, it was near there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Did you play marbles?
Yeah. 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 It used to be 3 or 4 to shoot marbles.
Yeah.
They put the marbles out, you know. I think it took about 5 the way they played.
Yeah.
And then they have a small marble in it, they shoot.
Mm-hmm.
The one in the middle there, they call that the king.
Yeah.
You knocked him out, you had the game right there. And some of them, maybe you'd shoot and miss, and then the other fella, he shot one of them out, he got a shot, and some of them could hit you a good piece. Or shooting that other marble and hit your marble.
Uh-huh.
And if he got to hit your marble, he couldn't shoot more in the game.
Oh, gee, that's great.
Yeah, they had plenty of fun.
Yeah. Did you play cards of any kind?
Some of them might have. We didn't dare.
Checkers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do that of an evening?
Yeah, at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Particularly in the winter or in the...
Yeah, mostly in the winter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not much in the summer.
Yeah.
Always be somewhere.
There was one area that was that I was told that up north a little bit, where in the winter they had only 2 meals a day because they'd get up late and didn't have much work to do.
Oh no, we most always had 3 meals.
Mm-hmm.
Get up early. Now, not how rough the weather was, we'd get up early, not later than 5 o'clock in the morning, not enough to snow or snowing or how it was. We'd get up early.
And what would you do?
That was just the way of doing, though. They'd get up early, have dinner at 12 o'clock, and then between 4 and 5, have supper.
Mm-hmm. Was there any work to do?
Even if there wasn't no work to do, only just around home like everybody do, you know, singing in stock or doing things around the barn or something like that. More than nothing else you could do when you could raise up weather and snow.
Yeah.
Unless you that would cut and move the whole wood or something.
Mm-hmm. How far did you have to go to cut the wood?
Oh, not very far.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you ever peel bark?
Some. Yeah.
That was another way of making money.
It was.
Yeah.
We'd peel bark and sell the bark.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, there was a tannery in Elkton.
Yeah.
I think that run by Corbus.
Mm-hmm. Would they come and pick up the bark?
Oh, we'd have someone else that had, they would have it, or they could haul it out there on a wagon and take it to haul it to Elkton.
Uh-huh. Oh, then you had a wagon, too.
Yeah, they had a wagon.
Really lived it up high.
Yeah, I didn't have it myself because I was younger, you know.
Yeah, but your family had it.
Mm-hmm.
There was always plenty of milk because you had
cows. Oh, yes, indeed.
And did you have a spring or a well?
We had a spring.
A spring.
That's kind of good spring water.
Yeah.
Now, there was 2 springs there. At the home. Now, one of them in the summertime, the water was warm good in the summer.
Huh.
Now, it must have been running near the top of the ground.
Sure.
Then we had another spring in the summertime with cold water. In the wintertime, it is warm. Now, it must have been a coming deep from in the ground to be warm in the winter. Now, that is the difference in the two springs. One of them was cold in the summer, and the other was warm in the summer.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Never heard of such a thing.
Well, so the way I figured it, that the one that was warm in the summer must not have been too deep in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that put out for cold water. I always figured it come from deep in the ground.
Sure.
By being colder.
Sure. Yeah. Were they far from your house?
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. So then you could get the warm water and have something warm to wash with.
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. Do you know how the fellows courted the girls?
Do I know how?
Yeah. You never saw any fellas courting?
Oh, I saw them, yeah.
Well, how did they do it?
Well, lots of them would go to churches, you know, on Sundays and things, and they'd walk together with they'd have a girl friend, and they'd walk together, maybe he'd hold a boy's hand.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And that was about it, right?
That's about it.
Uh-huh. So she knew that he was sort of interested.
Well, yeah, I reckon both maybe were.
Yeah, that's great. Did your mother know any herbs or what would she do, for instance, like if you got a cold?
Sometimes give us a dose of salt or cast oil. And that cast oil was awful.
Yeah. Did she ever give you turpentine and sugar?
Yeah, but you can't take that turpentine now. Yeah. It's different from what it was then.
Yeah.
Turpentine to you now.
Yeah. And coal oil and sugar, did you get that any time?
Yeah, if they had the croup or something.
Yeah.
But you better not use it now.
Yeah. I know it. Did she make any poultices?
Yeah. Have a ray of coal, and she'd take onions and kind of put them in the pan with some grease and heat them, get them hot, and put it in a cloth or something, put it through your chest, hot. Maybe leave it there all night.
Mm-hmm.
For that onion poultice to draw you. And or mustard, too.
Sure. Right.
Mustard. Now, mustard would have drawn to turn you red up, maybe long enough to blister you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It worked.
Yeah. But she's good for pneumonia.
Yes. Uh-huh. Was there much of that?
Not too much. I had one time while I was living back there.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
And your mother used these poultices?
Well, they have doctors.
Oh.
They done that on small children.
Uh-huh. Where did the doctor come from?
From Nortonville.
Nortonville?
That was on the other side of Mission Home here.
Yeah.
But he was the only doctor. Boy, he rode a horse and went
mm-hmm.
to where he was going.
Yeah. Were you alive during the flu epidemic?
Oh, yeah. I was about 17 years old.
Mm-hmm. Was it a bad one?
Oh, I reckon it was. That was in World War I. The same fall as the armistice was signed.
Yeah.
Just about the same time it was signed.
That's right.
Yeah. We all, our whole family had it.
Yeah. And the doctor came?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Dr. Kiger, she's called. Of course, she was raised down here at Fort Public.
Mm-hmm.
His dad on the farm, but then he put up Nortonville.
Yeah. Kiger, K-E-I-G-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
How would you get in touch with him?
Well, you you could go to a mission home and call him on the phone. We didn't have no back there on the mountains where we live.
No.
You could go to mission home and call him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now, there was a bad drought in 1930. You weren't up in the mountains at that time.
No, I was sitting over here.
So you don't know how the people managed during that drought?
No, I don't.
Too bad. Because that has been a worry of one of the problems that I have. All right, now Christmas time was coming along. What would you all do at Christmas?
Well, they generally didn't do nothing so much, but they generally have a, over there at the school that we went to, they generally have a Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
You know, and the ones who went to Sunday school and all, give them presents,
mm-hmm.
give them some candy orange, and then extra presents sometimes.
Yeah. Did you ever get any toys?
Small children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Little toys.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Did you ever do what they called Christmas caroling?
No.
No. You didn't do any extra visiting during Christmas?
Oh, yes. We go around and make some of our friends, and then some we might would have company too.
Sure. Right. Do you know if the grown-ups drank during this time?
You know any that did?
Mm.
Oh yes, I know. At Christmas time, some of them would drink then if they didn't drink the more the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them then they said, well, I got my Christmas whiskey.
Yeah.
Because now, that boy at my home, because that's the way it was, because I was younger.
Yes.
But I know lots did.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, did you ever hear of, Elkton has quite a reputation for having had a lot of fighting going on, a lot of fights. And throughout the southern section, it has a reputation for it. Do you think that's a true statement?
Well, there's been lots of, went on around there.
Mm-hmm.
It all went towards Steinfield.
Mm-hmm. But not in your area.
No.
Not in yours. In other words, your people, you would say, were more friendly.
Yes, yeah, most of them were.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. Along that line. Think of it right now.
Let me go see what that means.
At Christmas, did you shoot off firecrackers?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seemed to have done that, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did you have Roman candles too?
Yeah. And firecrackers too.
Yeah.
Roman candles didn't make no crack.
No.
Just up in the air.
Sure.
Yeah.
And do you know if people deliberately started fires to make sure of having huckleberries?
I believe they did.
Yeah.
Back in them days.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you ever see any fires that really got out of control and sort of wiped out whole areas?
Oh, I've seen that whole mountain burn over, mostly.
Mm.
Yeah. Burned for a week at the time.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Was fire anything to be afraid of while you were there?
I didn't want to be afraid of in person.
Well, weren't you afraid your house might burn?
Or it couldn't get to the house. Now, there's one thing you might have to be afraid of, would be most of this mountain land in was rail fences. They fenced the ways and land up with rails. And you have to keep the farm away from that until it's all burned up.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be a bunch get together, well, all the way back there, and it was all friends, and something like that get out, and the people would come and help you as soon as they found out, and you'd have to, well, what you couldn't do that now on the farm, clean out and make a, break the leaves back, make a ring or something, and you have to fire against this other fire all the time.
Sure.
Make a fire and have it burnt back, so when that other fire come, that it couldn't come no further.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I noticed you're a fire warden.
Yeah.
For the park. Did you have in this section mountain people who deliberately started fires after the park was taken over so that they could be paid for putting out the fires?
Not that I know of. Lots of it gets out, and a good bit of it sometimes, not through this area, but down in around Elkton, I have heard of a good bit of it getting out, and I have heard of some of them having to pull time for it, but I don't know who it was, but I've heard of some of them getting caught.
Yeah, because they were paid to put them out the fire, so they'd start it.
Might have been.
Right.
But up in this area, they haven't been in the fall. Up in this area, up in here, nothing to mount to anything since the park took it over. Only one time, fire got out from the city in Waynesboro, it was windy and blowed and caught up in there and went clover up past the Skyline Drive.
Wow. That's bad.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Well, maybe 15 years ago.
Did your family, in the winter, when you were sitting around, tell any ghost stories?
Not much. Some of them might. My mother, some of them might be.
Do you remember any?
No, I don't remember none of them.
Ah.
I've heard them tell things, you know, but I don't remember them now.
Did you ever play any practical jokes on anyone?
Well, nothing much.
Nothing much. Okay. Have you ever heard of where your family originally came from?
No, one.
You don't know. There are a lot of Frasers.
Yeah. Well, the most of the people that live back in there where we live was relations to us. All of them, most of them was relations to us.
Mm-hmm.
Uncles or cousins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My granddaddy lived back there.
Uh-huh. What was your mother's maiden name?
Mahardy.
Oh, that's a good Irish name. Did she know, did you ever hear from how she got there into the mountains?
Well, her name, I mean, her mother's name was Julanne.
Mm-hmm.
And she married. Yet she was a Fraser then, but she married a Fraser. But they weren't no relation.
Oh. They weren't?
No. They weren't no relation.
Okay. Speaking of that, that's another story.
No. Yeah, I did one boy, but they won't know relation. A garrison boy. Now, he married a crazy, but he was a garrison, and he won't know relation to this woman he married. And they raised a child. It never was right.
Mm-hmm.
He was cross-eyed and couldn't talk good. And
that's a shame, you know. Yeah. But that wasn't because
he,
of...
Well, he won't just write. His mind wants it much anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he won't because he was in a relation.
Yeah.
So I think why to have that.
Yeah. Would you say that the people were healthy people, main, pretty much?
Healthy or being now and now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get up at 5 a.m. and go to bed at what time?
Well, 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. Not later than 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Unless he was up or doing something, like to make an apple butter or things like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They were happy up there?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Is there anything that I have not asked you that you can think of that went on up there in the mountains? The ground was rocking.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That was both of it was. But it was good ground you could raise. It was, you could raise most anything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you pick out the rocks?
No, didn't pick up them. Now, sometimes there was a big rock picked up, but we always aim to get ground that won't get rocky.
Oh. You could pick wherever you wanted then, in that business?
Most in a place like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not out on the grazing land.
No.
But we clean up ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the grazing, where they didn't graze the cattle.
Yeah, uh-huh. Your corn, where would you take that to be ground?
Well, out near Mission Home, they had a corn mill there, ground corn. That's all it done, just ground corn meal.
Uh-huh.
And that was better than the corn meal you buy at the stores now. It's ground on water. And ground flow now, they grind it fast, you know, and it ain't as good.
Yeah.
Well, we use a lot of cornbread.
Yeah.
Yeah. We take corn to the mill and have it ground and get cornmeal. More cornmeal used then than there was flour. Most of them kept flour and cornmeal.
Sure.
Maybe have biscuits for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Out of flour. Maybe a cornmeal for supper or dinner sometimes.
Did your mother make her own yeast?
I think she did. But I don't know how she did.
No. Rye. What would you do with the rye?
Well, you would feed it to your hogs or sell it to what you didn't need. Sell it to someone or sell it to...
Did you have a thrashing machine?
No. They frayed it up in what's called frails.
Yeah.
Have a big sheet, lay this down with oats and lay lots of oats,
mm-hmm.
and take and frail this out. Maybe 2 men on this side and 2 over there, and frail it a while and then turn them sheaves over and frail them again. They got most of it out that way and
yeah.
gather the grain up and then put more down and frail it out.
Yeah, right. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Sure. Worked good too, didn't it?
Oh, yes.
And then you feed that to the hogs?
Yeah, you
feed after all that work?
The hogs or the chickens or... And now the oats was a good stock feed. And now the rye, you could feed your rye to your hogs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not to your horses.
No. And you never thought of having that ground up?
What's that?
The rye.
Sometimes you'd have to take some to the mill, have ground.
Yeah. Well, this has been really fascinating, Mr. Frazier. I sure appreciate what you have told us. And I am going to leave this on in case you think of something else.